بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah salallahu alayhi wa sallam be upon the noble prophet, his household, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We are closing in this month of Muharram, the first month of the Islamic calendar based upon the Hijrah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is one of the sanctified months of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we know from Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9:36, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says concerning the number of months, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. Verily the number of months with Allah is 12 months in a year. So was it ordained by Allah on the day when He created the heavens and the earth. Of them are four sacred: the 1st, 7th, the 11th, and the 12th months of the Islamic calendar. And we know that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, in the hadith reported by Al-Bukhari, he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the year is 12 months, and of which 4 are sacred. The 3 consecutive months of Dhul-Hijjah, of Dhul-Qa'idah, Dhul-Hijjah and Muharram and Rajab, Mudar, which comes between Jamada and Sha'ban. And this month is called Muharram because it confirms its sanctity. Not only that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added this month to Himself. It is added to His name in what is known in the Arabic grammar, idafa, in the genitive grammatical structure. And this indicates the importance of this month. This indicates the importance of this month. In this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the inspiration of the Prophet Muhammad, through an inspiration to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his authentic sunnah, chose some or one day in this month with a special merit. And this is the day of Ashura. The day of Ashura, the 10th day of the month of Muharram. It is a day on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved on that day His Prophet Musa alayhi salam and the believers with him from Fir'aun and his army. We know from the hadith of Ibn Abbas that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Al-Madinah, he found that the Jews were fasting this day of Ashura. So he asked them, what is this day that you are fasting? I mean, what's about it? They said, هذا يوم عظيم. This is a great day. أنجى الله فيه موسى وقومه. Allah saved on this day Musa and his people. And and drowned Fir'aun and his people. And thus Musa fasted this day as a thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore we fasted. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, نحن فنحن أحق وأولى بموسى منكم. We have more right to Musa than you. فصامه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأمر بصيامه. So he, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, fasted on that day and commanded the Muslims to fast on that day. And as to its merit, we know from the hadith of Abi Qatada that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he was asked about the fasting of the day of Ashura, he said, يُكَفِّرُ السَّنَةَ الْمَاضِيَةِ. It expiates the former year, or the fasting year, the past year, the year that went before. And also the Prophet ﷺ in the hadith reported by Muslim, he said that for fasting the day of Ashura, I hope that Allah will accept it as expiation for the year that went before. And also in the hadith which is reported by Al-Bazzar, and the Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah authenticated it in his book At-Targhib wa At-Tarhib, the Prophet ﷺ said, وَمَنْ صَامَ عَشُرَاءَ غَفْرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ سَنَةً. And whoever fast عَشُرَاء, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expiate for him 1 year. I mean the sins of 1 year. Now fasting the day of Ashura was known even in the days of Jahiliyyah, pre-Islamic time, before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, mentioned that the people of Jahiliyyah used to fast on that day. That the people of Jahiliyyah used to fast on that day. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to fast the day of Ashura in Mecca, while in Mecca, before he migrated to Medina. But he didn't command the people to fast it. This is the first situation with respect to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. When he was in Mecca, he fasted the day of Ashura, but he didn't command the people to fast it. Second situation, when he came to Medina and he found the Jews fasting that day, venerating that day, saying that this is a great day on which Allah saved Musa and his people and drowned Fir'aun and his people. So he, the Prophet ﷺ, said then, we have more right to Musa than you. And he fasted that day, and he commanded the people to fast it. Not only that, he commanded the people who ate on that day to refrain the rest of the day. This was on the second day, or on the second year, in the second year after Hijrah. The third situation, when Ramadan was obligated, the fasting of Ramadan was obligated during this second year, fasting, the obligation to fast the day of Ashura was abrogated, and it remained as mustahab, recommended. And there are many evidences for this. From that is the hadith of Aisha, where she reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or when she reported concerning the people of Jahiliyyah, that Quraysh used to fast this day in Jahiliyyah, and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast that day. فلما هاجر إلى المدينة, but when he, after he migrated to Medina, he fasted it and commanded the people to fast. فلما فرض شهر رمضان, when Ramadan was obligated, the fasting in it, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من شاء صامه ومن شاء تركه, whoever wishes to fast the day of Ashura, he may do so, and whoever wishes otherwise to not fast it, then he may do so. The fourth situation, there is a very important matter in the command to fast this day in order to differ from the Jews. He commanded the Muslims to be different from the Jews, who took it as a festival, as was reported in the hadith of Abi Musa, who said that the Jews used to take the day of Ashura as a festival. And in accordance with one report in Sahih Muslim, the day of Ashura was venerated by the Jews, who took it as a festival. And the people of Khaybar, in another narration, the Jews of Khaybar used to make it as a festival, and their women would wear their jewelry and symbols on that day. So the strongest reason is to be different from the people of the book. And as Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam forbade imitating the people of the book in many ahadith. For example, his words concerning Ashura, he said, if I live until the next year, I will certainly fast on the ninth day. On the ninth day. And Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar rahimahullah said concerning this hadith, if I live until the next year, I will certainly fast on the ninth day. What he meant by fasting on the ninth day was probably not that he would limit himself to that day, but would add it to the tenth, either to be on the safe side concerning the entrance of the month of Muharram, or to be different from the Jews and the Christians, which is more likely. And he added, rahimahullah, this is also what we can understand from some of the reports narrated by Muslim. So, by adding the ninth to the tenth, in this way we differ from the Jews concerning the fasting of this day. And with respect to this month, the safest is to fast on Friday and Saturday. Friday and Saturday together. This will ascertain that at least you can target the 10th, meaning the same day of Ashura. Concerning people's actions on this day, people have innovated many things in their practices concerning this day. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, when he was asked about the things that people do on Ashura, such as wearing kuhl, taking a bath, wearing henna, shaking hands with one another, cooking special food like grains, haboob, showing happiness and so on, and others inventing special celebrations, especially what is done by the Shia on this day. We can go over what Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned. He said, praise be to Allah, Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of all that exists. Nothing to that effect has been reported in any Sahih hadith And nothing of that also was reported from the companionsway. Furthermore, none of the Imams of the Muslims recommended or encouraged these practices. Neither the known four Imams or any other Imam. In fact, no reliable scholar have narrated anything of this type. Neither the Prophet ﷺ, neither from the Prophet ﷺ, a narration or narrations from the Sahaba or narrations from the successors, neither in an authentic report or even in a weak report. Some of the latter narrators reported some hadith like the one which says, anyone putting kuhl in his eyes on the day of Ashura will not suffer from eye disease in that year, and that whoever takes a bath, which is the ghusl, on the day of Ashura will not get sick in that year, and the like of, you know, of such narrations. They also reported fabricated hadith falsely attributed to the Prophet ﷺ, saying whoever is generous to his family on the day of Ashura, Allah will be generous to him for the rest of the year. All of this attributed to the Prophet ﷺ is or are lies. Now, these actions like putting kuhul and showing celebrations and being happy on this day, cooking special meals and so forth, these things originated as a reaction to the sadness displayed by the rejectionists of the Shia concerning the killing of Al-Husayn, the grandson of the Prophet ﷺ. So we have two extremes, two types of innovations. And in this case, Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah refuted both. And we came across these hadith of celebrations and special wearing of kuhul and ghusl, and Shaykh al-Islam, as you heard, said kullu hadha kadhib, all of this is lying. Nothing of the merits of the day of Ashura has been affirmed from the Prophet ﷺ except it's the merits of fasting. And as to the tribulations that had occurred in the early days of this ummah and the killing of Al-Husayn, may Allah be pleased with him, and what people invented concerning this, Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah said, an ignorant, wrongful group who were either heretics and hypocrites or misguided and misled made a show of allegiance to him, to Al-Husayn, and the members of his household, so they took the day of Ashura as a day of mourning and wailing, in which they openly displayed the rituals of Jahiliyyah, the pre-Islamic era. From that, slapping their sheikhs, rendering their garments, grieving in the manner of Jahiliyyah. And in our times, they hit themselves with chains and with swords and knives, bleeding, giving a terrible image about Islam. Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah added earlier that the shaitan made this attractive to those who are misled, so they took this day of Ashura as an occasion of mourning. They'll grieve and wail, recite poems of grief, and tell stories filled with lies. Not only that, but they even curse the Sahaba openly. They curse the Sahaba openly on loudspeakers when they gather in thousands where they reside, whether it is in Al-Kufa or Al-Najaf in Iraq or in other places in Iran or in Lebanon and so forth. Sheikh al-Islam rahimahullah said, whatever truth there may be in these stories serves no purpose other than the renewal of their grief and sectarian feeling, and the stirring up of hatred and hostility among the Muslims, which they do by cursing those who came before them. And he said, rahimahullah, the evil and harm that they do to the Muslims cannot be enumerated by any man. No matter how eloquent he is. And Imam Ibn Rajab rahimahullah mentioned concerning the actions of the Shia, he said, this is the action of those who are misled in this life while thinking they are doing good. And this is not commanded by Allah nor by His Messenger. And Allah and His Messenger did not command to take the days of the death of the prophets as a days of mourning. Then how about those who are lesser in rank than the prophets? And one notices that the mournings of the Shia is not linked to any foundation in Islam, and it has nothing to do with the saving of Musa and the victory that Allah gave to Musa over Fir'aun, and has nothing to do with the fasting of the Prophet ﷺ on this day. So the day of Ashura is a historical day, and it's a turning point between belief and kufr. Even the people of Jahiliyyah fasted this day. And the people of the book also did so, and they took from it as a Eid, a festivity. And this day of Ashura links the people of Iman together. Look at it. A link with Musa alayhi salam and with the believers in his times, which extended and transcended the history of Musa at the time of Musa to our times and to continue in the future, this linkage between the believers, exemplified by this day of Ashura. And it also brings love amongst the believers between each other, because fasting on this day makes the believer remember this a great moment of history which affected his brothers in deen with Musa alayhi salam. And the day of Ashura also exemplifies that the prophets are more entitled, have more right of each other, because this is the right of the deen and the message. And that this ummah has more right concerning the previous prophets than their respective nations who belied them And this is from the characteristics and the qualities of this Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam with Allah. And that's why they will stand on the day of resurrection witnessing that the prophets delivered the message. This Ummah. The day of Ashura instigates and incites in us the remembrance of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives victory to those who give victory to His deen. And it's a reminder also to the rest of mankind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives victory to the truth. And this day also emphasizes the important principle in our deen is to be different from the guidance of the disbelievers, even in worship, and from their ways. And from this also we learn that taking of certain occasions as festivals, this is a habit of the Jews in this case. They took this Ashura, this day, as a festival and used to wear special clothes, their women in jewelry and so forth. As to this Ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigned to it two Eids, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. And this also, this day shows the contradiction of the Jews and the Christians who were so keen to fast the day of Ashura, while it was not really something obligated in their religion, rather a following of Musa alayhi salam. Now they abandoned Musa in the most important matters related to the foundation of the deen and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the following of the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this shows their contradiction. Also, there is a benefit from the day of Ashura, and that it stands as evidence that some of the optional worships excel others. Because we know that the one who fasts the day of Arafah, the fasting of the day of Arafah expiates a former year and a coming one. While the one who fasts the day of Ashura, it expiates the year before. Also, the day of Ashura exemplifies another evidence, the ease of this Sharia. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever wishes to fast, let him fast. And whoever wishes not to fast, then he may not fast. And this is an agreed upon hadith. Also, the day of Ashura exemplifies the great generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For fasting one day, Allah expiates a whole year. The fasting of the day of Ashura is evidence for abrogation in Sharia. Because before the Prophet ﷺ's death, we know that, Ashura was first an obligation, then it was abrogated. There is a very important benefit in the saying of the Prophet ﷺ when he said, we have more right to Musa than the Jews, because number one, we believed in Musa, yet we didn't see him. And this contrasts sharply with his own people who belied him while amongst them. Second, that Musa called to Tawheed, as our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam called people to Tawheed. Thirdly, we bear witness that Musa alayhi salam delivered the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we also bear witness that if Musa is alive or was alive at the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he would not have no other alternative except to follow the messenger, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the covenant of all the messengers to testify for the truthfulness of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his message, and to give him victory and support. These are some of the important matters concerning the history and the merits and the benefits of fasting this day of Ashura and of the day itself. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who fast this day sincerely for His face, and to accept it from us. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.